The composer of musicals Bye Bye Birdie, Applause, and Annie has died at 96. Charles Strauss spent his last hours at home in New York, and if you don't know the name, you may well know the music. Jeff London reports.
Charles Strauss was a musical chameleon, says theater historian Lawrence Maslin.
Strauss was a great craftsperson. He adopted and adapted his vocabulary to whatever the needs of the particular genre were.
He could write songs in the style of early rock and roll.
Oh, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss.
Or Depression-era New York.
Hey, Hobbleman, hey, Dapper Dan. You both got your style, but rather you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Or ultra-groovy 1970s New York. Strauss was classically trained at the Eastman School of Music and worked with American composer Aaron Copland. He was making a living playing rehearsal piano for Broadway shows when a stage manager who wanted to be a producer approached him, he told me in 2008.
He said to me, "I hear you write music." And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "I have an idea for a show about teenagers. Would I be interested?" I said, "Would I?"
The show was Bye Bye Birdie. It opened in 1960, and even though the New York Times gave it a pan, calling it neither fish nor fowl nor musical comedy, it became an enormous hit, winning the Tony for Best Musical. And since then, it's been one of the most performed shows in community theaters and high schools.
It's a wonderful feeling, and I am modest, though not humble or any way, but I'm a very lucky man.
And he became a very rich man. Though he suffered a string of flops afterwards, Strauss had another Tony Award-winning smash with Applause, a musical version of All About Eve in 1970.
'Cause you've had a taste of the sound that says love.
Strauss heard even more applause and won a Tony Award for Best Score with Annie, based on the comic strip Little Orphan Annie, in 1977. He said the best-known song from that score, Tomorrow, was written in rehearsal to cover a set change.
She found the dog, and she had to, in 12 seconds, let's say, get back to the orphanage. So we needed a song there.
Andrea McArdle was 12 years old when she starred in Annie.
My favorite thing was to listen to him play his songs. Not every composer is as charming as Charles Strauss is when he plays his music.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face.
The composer kept working into his 80s on new projects at a time when most creators would have been happy resting on their accomplishments.
I love composing. I love it, you know. And if I'm not composing, if I don't have a new project or something, I'm rather at a loss of what to do.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.